Today is the World Food Safety Day, and according to WFP, this year the day will draw attention to food safety incidents, and this year's theme underlines the importance of being prepared for food safety incidents, no matter how mild or severe they can be. Now, food safety incidents are situations where there is a potential or confirmed health risk associated with food consumption. A food incident can also happen, for example, due to accidents, inadequate controls, food fraud, or natural events. While being ready to manage food safety incidents require dedicated efforts from policymakers, food safety authorities, farmers and food business operators, consumers also can play an active role. Now, to talk more about this day in the context of South Sudan, we're joined in the studio by the Bureau of Standards, the Acting Director of Quality Assurance, Stella Juan. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm so grateful that I'm presenting South Sudan National Bureau of Standards in Mirai FM.
Right.
So I'm so grateful.
Okay, welcome. So what is the significance of World Food Safety Day, and why is it important to focus on food safety incidents this year?
It's so important, significant of the food safety, because there is a lot of things that come relative to the food that affect the life of the human beings, animals, and plants.
Okay. Right. Do we have such cases in South Sudan?
Yeah. South Sudan National Bureau of Standards is one of the governmental organizations or institutions that mandate or charge to implement standard conformity assessment and technical regulations. So sometimes people doesn't produce the food, or the food don't come in the channel of the standard regulations. So a standard here, National Bureau of Standards have to come in so that they provide and regulate the food to be in the channel of the meeting the specifications, to make it healthy, to make it safe for consumers.
Okay. Yeah. So what are some of the biggest challenges faced facing this food safety in South Sudan, and how can these challenges be addressed?
There's a lot of challenges. For food to be safety, according to National Bureau of Standards, first we start with inspection of the food, which is not enough, which is cannot give us that green light that the food is safe. We proceed on by taking it for tests, laboratory tests. That is where we justify it scientifically that the food is safety for consumption. Those challenges, there's a lot of challenges that facing food safety, like some of the microorganisms in food need to be tested, and then sometime there is lack of equipment, there is lack of resources to afford the equipment for testing this food, and then also sometime reagents, when the reagents are not there. All this come to the problem of resources whereby afford, because we don't produce the reagents and equipment in South Sudan, but we bring them from outside. So it's very important that we put the lab equipment and all this in, so that we proceed with the testing in order for us to ensure scientifically that the food is safety.
Okay, but do we have this equipment?
We have the equipment, and then sometimes the reagents not there, due to some lack of resources, as I mentioned, to afford the reagents. But Bureau is trying the best to put it there. As a government of South Sudan also, sometimes they provide that. It's only that due to economic crisis, sometimes things cannot work out very quick, but we ensure you that we are trying our best to put it there. The other point is training of the lab technicians. As we know, the technology is advancing every now and there. So the technician in lab, they need to be trained, or their capacity have to be built by training them in order to cope up with the technology. Some equipment are modified, so they have to come up to be trained well, so that they can also know how to operate the equipment, or the advanced or the technological equipment. And then we have the consumer's knowledge. The big challenge here is that most of the consumers or in South Sudan, they are not aware of this food safety. So they need more awareness to be done. And this awareness for food safety, like we have to do it through the medias, newspapers, televisions, even to the extent that we go to the route down there to talk to them and make them know or aware of the food safety. And then the knowledge is very important. The second thing is that in future, the challenge is that the food safety need to be introduced even to the level of the schools, academia, so that people can come up with the safety of the food. The other challenge is that even the producer or the company that processing food, that those handles foods, that distributing foods, they need to be educated, and then they need to be trained. How do they meet the standard for the food to be safety? So that even they have the necessary knowledge and then the skill for the food safety.
Okay.
The other thing is the challenge is that sometimes the border need to be regulated so that food doesn't smuggle in a way that is not meeting the standard or is not inspected, checked, tested, all this process.
Right. So has this been happening where food is being smuggled in?
Sometimes because the border is not well regulated, sometimes there is need also for cooperation with the organizing bodies in South Sudan, whereby if such kind happen, they contact or they address it to Bureau in order for them, because Bureau is the only body that mandate dealing with the standard of the food.
Right.
Yeah.
So what message would you like to give to listeners about the importance of food safety and how they can get involved in promoting that food safety in South Sudan?
Yeah. The message from the Bureau is that the responsibility of the Bureau or the work of Bureau is not rely only on the Bureau alone, but it's a cooperation or the joint work to make a food safety, whereby even consumers, anything that they find is not safe or the food, because sometimes like you go for to buy food in a store, you can also notify some of the thing as a consumer. This is whereby you don't take action because you don't have that mandate, but there's a body like a Bureau standard whereby you inform or you contact the concerned body so that there is some like measure to be taken, or they send some inspector to go there and collect whatever. And then sometime like you go to the, also there is a, you concern about the temperature of those food being stored, like in fridge, in the markets, you have to know.
So it is important that foods are stored under regulated temperatures. All right, so what happens when the temperatures are not regulated?
When the temperature is not regulated, that is whereby it come in that the food is not safe.
Right.
Whereby, like example, when we put the yogurt, yogurt is supposed to be in the fridge in a certain temperature. So if this temperature is not there, this yogurt, sometime you find it is keeping on fermenting, whereby there's a lot of gases, and then even the taste change, the color change, which make it not suitable for.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about World Food Safety Day? Please go right ahead.
I want the citizen or the consumer of South Sudan to cooperate. And then also the whole country have to cooperate in this case of food safety. Whereby if you are not, it doesn't mean that if you found anything that related to food safety, you take the action. You concern the side that is mandated, then they will take the measure. This is whereby at least we will improve it. And then this was being happening, but now we are trying, and then it is coming up and then improving.
Okay, Stella Joan, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.